I earned my degree online at Arizona State University. I chose to get my degree at ASU because I knew that I'd get a quality education, they were recognized for excellence, and that I would be prepared for the workforce upon graduating. To be associated with ASU, both as a student and alum, it makes me extremely proud, and having experienced the program, I know now that I'm set up for success. Learn more at asuonline.asu.edu.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Lights, camera, goosebumps. Welcome back to Avery After Dark. I am your host, Avery Ross, and tonight we're pulling back the velvet curtain on one of Utah's most haunted hotspots, Salt Lake City's iconic Capitol Theater. A stunning historic venue with a tragic past and some very restless spirits who never took their final bow. And for this haunting, we've got credible sources, very credible, 3 police officers, who all came face to face with something they could not explain at the Capitol Theater. The officers weren't ghost hunters or thrill seekers. These were trained professionals, and they were shaken to their core. Phantom footsteps, slamming doors, an unseen presence moving through the seats long after the curtain fell. Who is haunting the Capitol Theater? And why won't they leave? It's time for you to get all cozy. Dim the lights, grab your blankies and your snacks, and settle in. This is the haunting of the Capitol Theater. In the vibrant heart of Salt Lake City, Utah, the Capitol Theater stands as a timeless landmark, a masterpiece of early 20th century architecture. It opened in 1913 and has been drawing crowds for over a century, welcoming everyone from theater lovers to curious tourists. But behind the velvet curtains and golden chandeliers lies something chilling. In 2006, Officer Dave Murphy accepted a job as a security guard there. The Capitol Theater, like many old downtown buildings, has modern security needs, as it often sits empty late at night, making it a potential target for break-ins, vandalism, and trespassers. Because of this, it's equipped with motion detectors, alarms, and a security system that alerts local authorities if anything suspicious happens after hours. Going into it, Officer Dave Murphy really believed this would be pretty routine, standard stuff, but it quickly spiraled into something far more disturbing. A cascade of unexplained supernatural encounters that shook multiple police officers to their very core. Some were so unnerved by what they witnessed, they vowed to never set foot inside the Capitol Theater again. Officer Dave's first day on the job was very normal. He was introduced to his new partner, Officer Morgan Matthews, and began getting a layout of the theater. 3 floors and a basement. Its first floor control room was equipped with aging security monitors. Grainy, flickering screens. Looking at them at night, you're not going to be able to see a lot on these things. But the tour continued, and Officer Dave and his partner Officer Morgan Matthews head down to the basement for their very first security check. And Dave said he starts to get this really strange, creepy feeling. The basement itself is a bit eerie. It stretches into darkness, lined with closed doors on either sides. And in the center sits a lone antique piano. The vibe of the basement, the piano, it's all unsettling for Dave. He says he makes a mental note of, hey, let's not spend any more time down here than necessary. And he's new. Maybe he'd get more comfortable here as time went on. A couple days later, Dave feels pretty secure in his new job, and he feels like he can do his rounds alone. So he does, and heads to the rehearsal room. Inside, he's looking around. Everything seems to be fine. When suddenly, a slam echoed through the hallway, coming from a bathroom door across from where he was standing. So his first thought is that someone has broken in. This is an intruder. He quickly radios Officer Morgan, and the two do a sweep of the third floor, looking for this intruder. Guns drawn, they go from room to room, but find nobody. The third floor is empty. Then what happened? He heard the door slam. Dave walks over and looks at the door and finds this door is made with a hydraulic hinge, meaning it was built to not slam. This was so confusing as he had heard it slam with such force, but with a certain kind of hinge, that would be impossible. What was going on here? Officer Dave and Officer Morgan are starting to get a little creeped out. Maybe this job wasn't going to be so routine after all. Then came the voices. A few nights later, Officer Morgan is working alone. Sitting in the control room, he's looking at the monitors, when suddenly, from behind him, he hears whispering. He quickly turns around and hears that it seems to be coming from the hallway behind him. So he gets up, ready to investigate. He steps out of the room and begins slowly making his way down the hallway, following the whispering. When suddenly, as he is almost at the stairwell, he hears it. The sound of someone coughing, coming from the basement. And suddenly he's also hit with this really strong smell of smoke, like a fire. Officer Morgan, holding his breath, goes down to the basement to investigate. He checked every room, every corner of the basement, but found nothing. There was no fire, but he was overcome with this sense of dread. He's shaken and has no idea what's going on, but he does know one thing. It appears he's not alone in the theater. Maybe the rumors are true. Maybe this place is haunted. Have you tried everything under the sun for peace of mind? It sounds like it's time for you to try Cornbread Hemp's CBD gummies. For me personally, there's nothing more important than a good night's sleep, and I've really been enjoying Cornbread Hemp's sleep CBD gummies. They have really leveled up my nighttime routine. I get cozy in my bed, put on a good mystery, take my gummies, and enjoy a little relaxation. Formulated to help relieve discomfort, stress, and sleeplessness, Cornbread Hemp's CBD gummies are made to help you feel better. They only use the best part of the hemp plant, the flower, for the purest and most potent CBD. No fillers, no junk, just full spectrum goodness. And all products are third-party lab tested and USDA organic to ensure safety and purity. Right now, Avery After Dark listeners can save 30% on their first order. Just head to cornbreadhemp.com/Avery and use code Avery at checkout. That's cornbreadhemp.com/Avery and use code Avery to get 30% off your first order. Within that first week on the job, both Officer Dave and Officer Morgan have experienced unexplainable activity. A few nights later, Dave struck up a conversation with Blair Fuller, the theater's senior accountant. Casually in conversation, Dave brought up the experience he had the other night. And when Blair heard about this, his face went pale. He tells him he has a story of his own. It happened late one evening. Blair was working alone in his office when he heard the unmistakable hum of the elevator engine kicking on. Curious, he glanced at his window and watched as the elevator lights rose, starting from the basement, stopping at the third floor, right outside his door. The elevator doors opened, but there was no one inside. Strange. Then Blair notices that the doors are refusing to close, almost like something is standing in the way so they can't. Then the elevator alarm starts going off, alerting there is something obstructing the doors from closing. So Blair gets up, walks over, and steps into the elevator. When he does, he says he feels this sudden drop of temperature. And then, as he turns around, he looks and sees the basement button light illuminated on the elevator panel. And before he knows it, he's taking off. The elevator is heading down. Blair says this entire time, he has this horrible feeling, dreadful. Finally, the elevator gets to the basement, and the doors opened. Blair looks around and then yells out, "Is anybody down here?" Nothing. No one. The basement is dark and empty. So he steps back inside, ready to head back up to his office, when all of a sudden, he hears something coming from nearby, from a filing cabinet. He looks over and sees a heavy filing cabinet drawer be pulled out slowly and then slammed shut by something invisible. Like something, someone was standing right there. Freaked out, Blair darts right back into the elevator, straight back to his office, and pretty much makes a vow to never, ever work the late shift at the theater again. So as you can tell, there's somewhat of a theme here. The activity, the entity or entities in the theater are always luring people down to the basement. That is so spooky. And with each one of their encounters, they're all noting this strong sense of dread. And Dave is really curious what is going on in this theater. So he invites his friend Greg for a tour. Greg is Dave's best friend, so he really wants to get his opinion. And during a routine walkthrough of the basement, Morgan, Dave, and Greg moved cautiously through the dark, checking each room in silence. Then, without warning, a door near the hallway flew open with this violent bang, startling all three men. They froze. There was no wind, no footsteps, just silence. And then, slam. The door slammed shut with equal force. A moment later, the doorknob began to rattle violently, as if someone or something was trapped inside, desperate to get out. And down there, Greg catches a glimpse of what he describes as a shadowy man huddled in the corner, draped in a dark hood. He said, quote, "I saw him. He was sitting right there looking at me." Officer Dave and Officer Morgan say they saw nothing, but Greg was adamant. But they all agree that there is something haunting this theater. A few weeks later, new security cameras were installed in the theater, thinking that this would put a stop to trespassers and intruders. And one night, Morgan was in the control room watching the cameras when he said he saw what appeared to be a person in the main auditorium, a shadowy figure staring directly at the camera. And as Officer Morgan is watching, Officer Morgan could begin to see the entity's face clearer, saying it had a ghastly expression and haunting sunken eyes. This all happened in a matter of seconds. The entity then began to rise and disappeared into the ceiling. And this was about it for Officer Morgan. He packed up his things and left, deciding that he did not want to work here anymore. In that moment, it was enough. He quit. So Officer Morgan is gone. Now, it's just Officer Dave left. And a few nights later, he's back at the theater, alone, working the night shift. On one particular evening, it had been pretty quiet, when suddenly he heard something, a melody. Someone was playing the piano. It was coming from the basement. Dave began to slowly make his way downstairs, the piano tune getting louder the closer he got. Just as he was rounding the corner, the piano keys slammed, and there he was, alone in the dark hallway. And if you remember, this piano always weirded him out from the very first time he stepped foot in that basement. He had a really bad feeling about it. So, just like Officer Morgan, Officer Dave reached his limit that night, and he too quit. The next day, he told a sergeant that he couldn't do it anymore. He couldn't work at the Capitol Theater. With no full-time officer assigned, patrols at the Capitol Theater rotated among different shifts. That was until November 26th, when veteran officer Josh Thomas took over. That very night, things escalated. Dave was patrolling nearby when a sudden urgent call crackled through the radio. It was Josh, from the theater. His voice was tense and he was calling for immediate backup.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
When Dave arrived, he found Josh waiting outside the theater, pale and visibly shaken. Josh said he had heard voices echoing through the empty halls and had experienced the same disturbing elevator incident that had rattled Blair. Determined to get answers, the two officers decided to do a sweep of the entire theater together. And that's what they did. Room by room, floor by floor, they searched, until they reached the main stage. And it was there that Josh stopped in his tracks. His eyes locked on something behind Dave. Standing in the shadows at the back of the auditorium was a figure. Tall, cloaked in a dark hood, Josh watched in horror as it slowly turned and its face was gaunt and burned, as if scarred by fire, with haunting, hollow eyes, piercing. And then it vanished, gone without a trace. Josh didn't need any convincing after that. Whatever was haunting the Capitol Theater, he had seen with his own eyes. So Josh seemed to see the same apparition that Morgan saw in the security cameras. The tall figure with piercing, hollow eyes. Dave had never experienced anything like this in his entire life. As an officer, he had seen the worst of the worst. But he wanted to get to the bottom of this. What was going on in the Capitol Theater? He does a little research and finds something. He reads that the Capitol Theater had a fire in the 1940s, engulfing parts of the building. And in this fire, a man was trapped in the basement. Horrifically, reports stated that his remains were found near the old piano that sat in the basement hallway. Dave tells Morgan and Josh about what he discovered, and the men are thoroughly convinced. The entity they had encountered in the theater was the spirit of this man. Everything fit. The entity's appearance, the fact that so much of the activity was coming from the basement near the piano. The Capitol Theater has been a place of joy, laughter, entertainment, but also tragedy. 3 seasoned police officers walked into the Capitol Theater expecting routine security checks, but ended up forever changed what they encountered, the phantom voices, whispering, vanishing figures, and a presence that seemed to watch them from the shadows, really left them shaken. And for two of the officers, they never wanted to return. But like every haunting case, not everybody is convinced. Some skeptics say the Capitol Theater isn't haunted. It's just creaky floorboards, faulty wiring, and an aging elevator with a mind of its own. And I want to say rest in peace to the man who lost his life at the Capitol Theater in that tragic fire. That is just so sad. For me, it's hard to brush off the opinions and experiences of three police officers. That's pretty convincing. But I gotta know, what do you think? Is the Capitol Theater truly haunted? Let me know in the comments. I always love hearing your take. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode. Follow along wherever you tune in to Avery After Dark. Leave a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts if you're digging the show. If you want to watch all these episodes, subscribe to the Avery After Dark YouTube channel. And if you want bonus episodes every month and every episode ad-free, join the Patreon or memberships on YouTube. Thank you to all who have joined. Next episode, I've got so much more mystery coming your way. Until then, I'm Avery Ross, and this is Avery After Dark.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.